Welcome to our Daily Rosary Meditation. We are building a spiritual army made up of people who live as little children of Mary, just like Jesus, letting her form us in his likeness. People who are striving for personal transformation using all the means God has given us, the sacraments, daily meditation, a plan of life, rooting out sin, and learning everything Jesus teaches through the church. And people who help others to God by friendship. Your support fuels the next phase of this mission. It keeps the Rosary Podcast free, it expands our mission's reach, and it forms the ground troops who fight for the people you love. We have surpassed the halfway mark toward our $1 million match. Now every gift is doubled, and every yes helps build the army that Mary is gathering. So if just 5,000 listeners would give $10 a month, we would reach our goal. But now it's your turn. This mission is yours. Click below. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Today is the feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. But to appreciate the feast, we have to understand the Aztec culture. The Aztec people lived under the domination of demonic forces. They believed their god, Mexitli, represented by the sun god of war and the serpent god, marked by the crescent moon. They believed that those gods would not rise and the world would perish unless they fed him daily human sacrifice. Mexitli was Satan. And the Mexica, the people of Mexitli, were enslaved by fear as he established a religion to himself, demanding temple sacrifices, not of lambs, but of people. And all were required to eat the victims in ritual cannibalism. 50,000 were killed each year, and 80,000 in 1 4-day period in 1487. When Cortes arrived in 1519, he found every village shaped by this culture of death. His men wanted to flee, but he became convinced God had sent him to stop the human sacrifice. So he did the unthinkable. He scuttled the ships, leaving his 250 soldiers, outnumbered 1,000 to 1 by the 250,000 Aztec warriors, leaving them no choice but to confront the evil before them. Montezuma, the king of the Aztecs, welcomed Cortez, believing him to be Quetzalcoatl, the ancient king priest who rejected human sacrifice and promised to return from the east. Cortez arrived light-skinned, in shining armor, on unknown ships and riding animals they had never seen. So fearing divine punishment, Montezuma submitted, and Cortez took advantage and arrested him. Then in 1520, Spanish forces arrived from Cuba to seize Cortez, suspecting he was stealing all the gold for himself. So Cortez set out to confront them, and by the time he returned, Montezuma realized these were not gods, and the empire crashed down around them. On June 30, the night of sorrow, half the Spaniards miraculously escaped, regrouped, and with surrounding tribes, defeated the Aztecs in 1521, ending the human sacrifice permanently. Conversions, however, stalled because the King of Spain replaced Cortez with a wicked tyrant named Nuno de Guzman, who enslaved the Aztecs and then persecuted the Franciscans who publicly denounced him. In fact, de Guzman tried to assassinate the bishops. Smallpox then decimated a third of the population, and the Aztec astrologers declared this is the end of their world. The situation seemed so totally hopeless that Bishop Zumarraga wrote to the emperor, "If God does not provide a solution from his own hand, this land will be completely lost." Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. Then, on Saturday, December 9th, 1531, one of the few Aztec converts, 57-year-old Juan Diego, was running to Saturday morning mass and catechism class in Mexico City, which was 9 miles away. As he reached Tepeyac Hill, he heard heavenly singing and saw a brilliant white cloud. And the most beautiful young woman imaginable appeared. Juan fell to his knees, and she spoke. "Know for certain, littlest of my sons, that I am the perfect and perpetual Virgin Mary, Mother of the true God, through whom everything lives. You must go to the house of the Bishop of Mexico and tell him that I sent you, and that it is my desire to have a church built here." Juan obeyed, but the bishop didn't believe him. On his way home, Mary was waiting for him at Tepeyac Hill, and he begged her to send someone more important, because, he said, "I am a nobody. I'm a small rope, a tiny ladder. I'm just a leaf, the tail end." But Our Lady replied, "I could send anyone. I could send an army of angels, but I have chosen you. Go and tell the bishop that I, in person, the ever-virgin Holy Mary, Mother of God, have sent you." So on Sunday morning, December 10th, Juan went back to the bishop, but this time he asked for a sign. So on his way home, again Our Lady was waiting for him, and she assured him that she would provide a sign tomorrow. "I will await you here," she said. But that night, however, when Juan arrived home, he found his uncle deathly ill with smallpox. So on Monday, December 11th, Juan skipped his appointment with Our Lady to go and find a doctor who told Juan his uncle would die. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Knowing his uncle was on the edge of death, on Tuesday, December 12th, Juan set off for Mexico City to get a priest for last rites. having to pass by Tepeyac Hill, and being afraid of being delayed by Our Lady, he ran around the east side of the hill to avoid her, but she intercepted him, and he desperately explained the situation of his uncle, and she reassured him. In fact, she was appearing to his uncle at that very moment, healing him. And then Our Lady spoke some of the most powerful and consoling words that everyone needs to hear. She said, "Listen, put it in your heart, my dear little son. The thing that frightens you, the thing that afflicts your heart, is nothing. Do not let it disturb you. Do not fear this sickness, nor any other sickness, nor any painful or difficult thing. Am I not here, who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, the crossing of my arms? Is there anything more you could need?" Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Mary instructed Juan to climb the hill. There he found flowers of every kind blooming. In December, on a barren hilltop in the mountains, he gathered them up, and Our Lady arranged them in his tilma and tied it around his neck. Juan returned to the bishop, and in the presence of 13 witnesses, he opened his tilma. The flowers fell to the floor, and the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared, forming like a photograph developing right before their eyes. Everyone fell to their knees. And when the bishop finally arose, he took the tilma and placed it in his private chapel, where he prayed for 2 weeks. And then, on December 26th, the bishop brought the tilma, bearing the image to the cathedral in a procession. And at the same time, a funeral procession bearing a young man who had died from an arrow wound to the neck was coming into the city. And when the two processions met, he was instantly raised from the dead. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Our Lady appeared to Juan Diego in 1531. She left a permanent, virtually indestructible sign, the cloak bearing her image, and 10 million Aztec people converted to Christ. Why? Because they could read the code written into the image. What did they see? This woman stands in front of the sun, covering it. She is greater than their sun god of war. And she stands on the crescent moon, the symbol of their serpent god, appearing to crush it under her feet. She is wearing a bluish-green mantle, the color reserved for royalty. She is a queen, and she is surrounded by clouds. She is a queen that has come from heaven to give her message. And she is a virgin, signified by the parted hair that hangs loose. Yet, the black sash around her waist is a maternity belt. This is a virgin who is pregnant. This woman is a queen from heaven who is also a virgin, yet she is pregnant. But with whom? The four-petaled jasmine flower over her womb is the symbol of the one true God. The true God is in her womb. This woman is the virgin mother of the one true God. but she herself was not a goddess, because her hands are folded in prayer, pointing to her brooch surmounted by a cross, indicating Jesus Christ. He is the one true God who came to offer his life to put an end to all human sacrifice and to set us free from slavery to Satan, sin, and death. They read the message, and they believed, and the whole Aztec nation converted. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I just want to invite everyone to please join us tomorrow when I'll share with you the miraculous nature of the image of Our Lady of Guadalupe. So, Teresa, what strikes you about this powerful, true story?
The beginning of this story really struck me in a new way because I just finally put into perspective with that first point that in my head, whenever I heard this story growing up as a kid in school, I imagined Juan Diego to be one of millions. I imagined, well, Mexico, I think of as a very, very Catholic country. That's all I've ever known, and I can't imagine anything different, but that's actually the most impressive sign of this. Just as impressive as the permanence of the Tilma itself, the fact that the country's has been so culturally Catholic for so long because of this moment. And I've just always taken it for granted that I've never imagined that he was one of the few, that it was a country that would not convert, that was seemed impossible to convert, and look at it now. That changes everything about this story, and also tells me that no matter where we look, that we see a culture that's impossible to convert, or no matter where we look and we see someone who's unconvertible, it's just not the case when it comes to Mary.
That is so well said, and that is precisely why I went all in with Our Lady, and why our organization, the School of Faith, has gone all in to forming a spiritual army of men and women and children who are willing to commit themselves to Our Lady.
Willing to be Juan Diego.
Willing to be Juan Diego's, to commit to the rosary, to commit to spreading the message, to commit to building bridges through friendship, mm-hmm. because that's how the message was of the Tilma was spread, through friendship.
Look at how that changed all of Latin America, and still does, but we can still lose that if there aren't new people to carry that message.
That is the main mission of this organization, to form Juan Diego's. And Juan was just an ordinary guy
who spent a lot of time trying to run away from it. Just like we all do. I think that's the best part. I think that's the most human, relatable part.
And we've got this wonderful, committed group of people around the world praying the rosary. But now we want to form you to be Juan Diego's. That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
All you have to do is just join us, and we'll help you. I want to invite everyone to join us on pilgrimage in 2026. We're going to Medjugorje and the Holy Land and Poland and others. So just go to our website, schooloffaith.com, click on pilgrimages, and don't forget, click the button below and you can help us build this spiritual army. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.